Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Now, this isn't going to go over well. I can't believe it was that windy. I'm so happy that windy is the Wendy that used to listen. No, you
don't remember
know.
Her. Who?
So she listened at the other station, and now she's over here. And she had stopped listening to sports radio, I think, for a while. I'm glad she's back, because all I could think of was she would be the perfect person to call in and respond. But I don't think she's listening, and I think that was her.
Coach Reese makes a pretty good point.
He doesn't make a good point. Tom Herman's wife knows her role. She can teach these girls a lot out here.
No, not that one. Do women really want to give up their life because their husband had a happy ending? Come on, ladies. Let's be reasonable. Well, it's hard raising kids by yourself.
Well, no, wait a minute. Zach Smith. No, I don't think that has... the Asian massage parlor, I think, is a very... I think this is being overplayed. He was putting it out there that Coach was with a recruiting girl at Iowa State years ago when he was at Iowa State. My guess is that would rank a little higher on the pissed off scale. We don't know if
I'm telling.
But you know, here's
there's
the thing.
A sliding scale of how pissed.
I feel kind of bad. If you think about this, I don't know if any of this is true. I don't know if any of this matters on the landscape. If any coach was unfaithful, if it doesn't end up, that's a personal issue. I'm not saying that, I'm not condoning anything, but what I'm saying is, unless this is something that can get him fired at Texas, then it's not really necessarily a public news story. It's a gossip story, and there's people who like
salacious.
Ooh, here's the gif. I'm just here for eyeballs. Chair gif where you're putting a chair down. Popcorn gif.
But this is not a fireable offense, certainly. But Zach Smith says, do you want your kid playing for a guy who is as dishonest and hypocritical as Tom Herman is?
Here we go. You and I both know there's lots of coaches out there who are not schoolboys. So that's that whole Zach Smith, do you want your kid playing? That's bullcrap.
Yeah.
He's just basically saying, all this is you, I think you ruined my life, so I'm going to ruin your life. That's really all this is.
Right. How about, you want to get Amber in here?
We got to do the thing.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, and then we'll get Amber in here. It's the Robin Brothers Diamond Play of the Week.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Bellinger, 283 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 59 yards rushing, minus the sacks. That pass, caught! Wow. It's Humphrey! It's touchdown! Oh my goodness!
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South at Clear Lake.
What a play.
Well, so there you have it. The Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week.
Mr. Fusion, well, to be fair, referencing Wendy's call, why is he there with them? Which that, by the way, she made a very good point. Wait, you bros went together in there?
To a massage parlor? That happens.
It just seems a little bro-y.
I mean, they don't have to be in the same room.
Seems a little too bro-y, but no. Mr. Fusion says...
They go in different rooms.
That's what I'm saying. Well, they're not in the same room.
Mr. Fusion says, well, to be fair, maybe Zach and Tom had a Groupon.
Maybe.
I don't think Coach Herman...
Let's get Amber... let's get this perspective in here, because Amber, she's married to Jackie, a girl.
We don't know if it's the same Amber, do we?
Yeah, it's probably... How many Ambers do you know? Amber, is that you?
It's me.
Okay.
Okay. So your perspective might be a little bit different, seeing as how you're married to a female, but...
He's a male.
What?
Yep.
Nobody...
Jackie's the guy's name. Jackie Robinson, Jackie Goss, same thing. Really? Barrier breakers.
Jackie Onassis?
Barrier breakers. Okay. There's other Jackies, yeah.
Okay. Jackie, Amber, what do you think about this whole situation?
I do feel like it's cheating, but... Is he not getting it at home? Is that the deal?
We don't know.
I don't think I'm going to uproot my life over at HJ, but I wouldn't be 100% with it.
No, obviously.
Hold on one second.
Okay, but okay.
Hold on, John. Veronica, all of this is covered. All of this is covered with the waiver. Yeah. All of this.
So, Amber, again, okay, right. Like if Jackie was to sleep with your sister, that'd be really bad, right?
We go.
Funny you should say that. No, that wouldn't be okay.
No, see? Yeah. So that's unacceptable.
Ixnay on the octay. I didn't like that funny you should say that coming out. I feel like you just...
Why, has he made overtures before?
Because there's just kind of a running joke. I do have a sister.
Oh, okay.
My stepsister.
You have a stepsister. Okay.
So not even blood.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Well, they weren't blood anyway. Oh, you mean, yeah.
Yeah, her.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, but is she attractive?
Is she attractive, Amber?
What if she's listening to your show?
So that's no. The answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Oh. Right.
You're good. We're good.
We're good. Okay, so anyway, so, but there are levels, right? Like the massage parlor is a lot better than what I just suggested, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
So you would uproot your life if your husband slept with your stepsister?
For sure.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's unacceptable. Or your best friend. Like if
I would probably commit him if he slept with my sister.
Yeah.
Like if
must really not be attractive.
What if Jackie suggested that you, Tracy, Clint,
I don't know about
and
all
and
this.
You guys all got together, then what?
That's a different thing. Counsel advises you to plead the fifth to this line of questioning. Objection, Your Honor. Leading the witness. Badgering the witness. John could not be a lawyer.
Your Honor, she'd like to answer the question, so could you please have counsel shut up? Amber, would you like to answer that question?
Are you suggesting with my sister?
No. You and Tracy and
Clint.
No,
now he's putting you on. Now he's trying to get you guys to be swingers. This is basically what he's doing.
That's all I was asking.
He's totally turned it on you. He's done a flipperoo.
The old flipperoo.
Yeah, I would have to plead the fifth.
Okay.
Yep.
See?
There you go.
They're like my best friends. I can't just like throw stuff out there.
Yeah. And Clint, that's what I'm saying. Clint's not hot. So.
No, you'd have to. Right. That'd be gross. Anyway, we appreciate Amber. Thank you for calling in.
What if you found out that Jackie was with somebody at work, though? Does that rank way ahead of the other one?
If I found out that he was with somebody at work?
Yep.
Yeah.
Then that's going to be issues.
Yeah, that might be worth uprooting.
And then what if somebody like Clint, Clint Shane, one of your friends on Twitter, went on a Twitter tirade and told everybody about it? And me and Jackie went to down to Bolivar. We went to a massage parlor. And then he was doing this with this lady at the tire shop or wherever.
And what if Clint went on Twitter and accused you and Jackie of doing coke off a stripper?
Yeah.
Right.
How would you respond to all that? Would you, like, circle the wagons and say, we're in it together now? we've already addressed this. This isn't something I'm just now finding out. Like, you already knew. Is it going to spark it back up and turn it contentious again? You already knew all this stuff. You're already good with it, and you've already...
It's hypothetical.
Yeah, well, these are just hypotheticals. Well, we're getting this stuff from Twitter, basically.
Well, that's what Zach Smith is alleging.
It's actually happening.
That Michelle Herman knew all about this, and now he's just putting it out there for everybody.
Yeah. We're putting you in a situation that Tom Herman finds himself in now, which is funny because Jackie's an Aggie.
So if Jackie and Clint went to a parlor and I already knew about it.
Yeah, you knew about it and you were already mad.
On Twitter.
Yeah, you were already mad, but right. It's already passed. And then Jackie may have had some other indiscretions and you already knew and you were upset. But you know what? It's over. We're going to try to get past it. And then Clint went on Twitter and started blasting Jackie and saying, and guess what else he did? And guess what else he did? And guess what he and his wife did? And his wife is a fraud. Then, like, are you going to be mad at Jackie all over again because of all this stuff coming out on Twitter? Okay. Are you sure?
No.
All right. Tom, all right. Then,
okay.
Then Tom Herman's going to be okay.
I would like to think I wouldn't be, but, I mean, I can't promise that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No, all right. Well, Jack, Amber, we appreciate it. I hope none of this ever happens to you and Jackie.
No, we don't want any of this. He seems like a fine fella.
Yes. I don't think Jackie would ever. Although he is, he just capitalized. This is a bad day.
You know, what could be another factor is how much do these things cost? Because if that's the, if it's expensive, what if I want to do that? What if I want to?
Well, then you should set some money aside.
Hold on. Okay? What if you want to do what?
Well, that's it. What's the equivalent of the HJ she was talking about?
Getting a personal
if I
trainer.
Wanted to go make extra cash, and I wanted to get the HJs at these parlors. Is that cool?
Oh, Veronica! All of this is covered, and none of this are we responsible for at all.
Jackie's
come initial this.
No, Jackie's okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's okay.
Jackie
just
tweeted, "No, go to commercial. Don't ask that."
Yeah, no, I feel like that's okay, Amber. This is why we wanted Amber to call in because we knew it could go in this direction.
Right. Yes,
Amber, I feel like that's something you're going to have to cover.
Yeah, you guys
actually,
have to work that out.
I feel like that's a great idea.
What's the equivalent of
if you
that
think
happy
Christmas
ending?
Is coming.
Everyone needs an extra buck.
Right. How much money is he wasting
on
this?
Hey, kids, mommy got you these new Yeezys. You want to know how?
She's got to recoup what Jackie spent.
Mommy got you these new Yeezys. It wasn't easy.
Right.
Well, it's just, it's not that difficult.
I don't know. I just.
Oh, you do it. Well.
No. I just. Look,
it ain't
going to
be. A price of Yeezys. Come on.
Well, depends on how many she does.
Well, she's working for a month. Should you get some Yeezys?
How many a day is that?
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Know.
That seems like
a lot of
trips.
This all feels like a bad idea.
I thought he said it was his first Asian.
Listen, Amber, thanks for calling in. Put her on hold.
Amber, we appreciate it. It ain't going to be a price of Yeezys. Listen, maybe some Keds.
Well, a day's worth of work is probably some Yeezys.
Listen.
Oh yeah,
she just puts in a full day, maybe a couple pairs, depending on the traffic at that place.
Yeah, but that's not what Jackie spent. She wants to be reimbursed for what Jackie spent.
We don't know how many times none of this happened with Jackie. These were all hypotheticals.
We don't know how many times Jackie has gone there.
This is hypotheticals based on a Zach Smith tweet.
You think Tom Herman stopped at one? That seems unlikely. If he went once, that seems unlikely.
We don't know that he did anything.
We don't know. We don't know how many times Jackie went to the parlor. We don't know.
What I'm saying is, if what Zach Smith is alleging is true, there's no chance he stopped at one.
Zach is about two Bud Lights away. We have to change that to Coors Lights. Is two Coors Lights away from posting pictures of passed out Tom with bleeps drawn on his face. That's a college frat thing. That's not the same. Listen, you're going to have to work at those places a long time to afford what Texas Custom Patios is going to build for you. Because it's not cheap. But when I say it's not cheap, it means it is an amazing product. It is amazing quality. And I'm telling you right now, when you make this decision like I did, and here's how it kind of works out. I tell you to go to tcplance.com and go look at my backyard before and then after I got my patio. You're going to see it. I'm telling you right now. You're going to see before and like, Lance, that looks so ranch. Look how terrible that looked. Well, I know. I mean, it is what it is. But now look at it now, though. Balla. And that's because back in about 2015, I made a decision that I wanted to make my house truly a place that I wanted to live in. Like, I wanted to make it fun. I wanted to make it more livable. And I thought an outdoor living area would be perfect for that. And so that's what I did. I looked around. I found Texas Custom Patios. I was so blown away by the work that they did. And it took me about 3 months before I made the decision to do it. I was so blown away. We got new siding, new windows. They put a brand new area. They created a roof and matched it to my existing roof. They can do screened-in sunrooms, screened-in porches. They can do brand new room additions. They can do outdoor living areas, kitchens. The work is incredible. The workmanship, they will design the project, and you'll see exactly what it will look like. And yes, they can basically make your home the home that you've always wanted to live in. Go to the website and look at my backyard. And that's an example, and they can do way more than that for you. Go to TCP, that's Texas Custom Patios, tcplance.com. See what they did for my home and get started doing the same thing for yours. Change your home for the better at Texas Custom Patios.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, guys, we're starting a promotion today. And this is going to be a three-week promotion. And it is awesome. So at the beginning, on December 3rd, we're going to choose a winner for a staycation at the Houstonian. You had your wedding reception there?
Yeah.
I go there. We go there a bunch. In the summer, we go to the pool and get a room and do a staycation. We used to do it with the kids, and they loved it. So they get to go out to the pool, and it's just awesome. It's something different to do as opposed to just the same old, same old, same old. So we're doing a Friday and Saturday night deluxe hotel accommodations in December. So this is before Christmas when they have all the lights up. Breakfast in bed Saturday morning, dinner at Tribute where we ate. We did this. We did the Tribute dinner, Lance and I and our wives, a couple of weeks ago. Where two tickets to the famous Merry Mansions bus tour. This guy is great.
My wife can't believe that we're giving that away.
Yes.
She's like, this guy's incredible.
Mr. McKinney.
Mr. Eric or something like
McKinney.
That.
McKinney. Yeah, yeah, Mr. McKinney. Whatever, yeah. And complimentary use of the gym, the tennis courts, the heated pools, and over 200 fitness classes. All you have to do is know the secret word at sometime in the 10 o'clock hour. We will say this word, and you call in. We will say this word, and you call in. If you win today, you win a $25 gift card to Cowboys and Indians. It's the Tex In Kitchen.
Yeah.
Located on Taft. They have great food, plenty of TVs and beer on tap. Check them out online on Facebook or online. Cowboys and Indians Tech's In Kitchen business site. So I think this is poorly written, and I'm not sure that that's really what it is. But you get a $25 gift card to Cowboys and Indians, and you are in for the December 3rd drawing for the Houstonian staycation. So the word is going to be, okay, massage. Massage. That's going to be the word today. And we're going to say that in the 10 o'clock hour. When we say it, you call in immediately. And the eighth caller is going to be the person who wins. Right. So in the 10 o'clock hour.
You should have just said at some point in the show, we carry them all the way through. Y'all can't go away because I'm about to tell you about. So I have your, I'm telling this story now. I have your favorite restaurant. And you haven't been yet. I know for a fact that you haven't been.
It's my favorite restaurant already.
But this is your favorite restaurant. Here's one of the reasons. Because here's the chef. This is what we did on Friday. You see that? That's a shot out of a bone.
He's doing out of a bone
marrow. Like, yeah, we have bone marrow. And he goes, all right, boys.
Oh, yeah. I love that hole in the bone. In the yeah.
And then he poured. He goes, all right, it's me. My buddy McCool came in town. His friends from college, five of them. So there's six of us at a table. We're at Riel. R-I-E-L. Ryan Lachane is the chef. He's Canadian, and he's a former hockey player. He talks like this. Well, we're going to do shots of old granddad. So he comes over. He comes over six shot cups or shot glasses, and it's OGD. We're about to drink some OGD. What's that, chef? Old granddad.
Yeah.
What is that?
Right.
Yeah, it's like rat gut bourbon. You're going to like it. Well, you're not going to like it, but it's going to make you tougher. Okay, because he wants to make us tougher.
Uh huh.
So we're doing it out of, with the
it.
Fat, with the with still the, yeah, the beef fat,
yeah,
still the beef
oh,
fat.
That's so good.
So it's like a slalom. He pours it down, and you got to drink it into your mouth. So now remember, this guy's a former amateur hockey player too. He grew up that way. You know, Canadians are kind of tough people.
Yeah,
some of them, you know, who grew up where it's real cold. They got to throw hands. We're fine. They don't, when they talk, they stop abruptly because it's so cold. They don't want to talk too much. So anyway, so little Shane, you know, we do a shot with the chef and then another Montenegro shot. He's sending food out. We're having a good time. It's beautiful. Everyone's loving it, having a good time. We start at 8. It's about 10:15 now, right? All of a sudden, I noticed that I'm going to post a little picture of chef doing a shot, you know, on Instagram. And I noticed nobody's talking at the table. And these are interesting guys. They got a lot of great stories. They're catching up. They're old college buddies. They do this every year in Houston. They come to Houston and they went to school in Philadelphia because McCool's from here. And it's like a really cool day. And I'm like, why is this so quiet at this table? No one's talking. No one's eating. I look, everyone's paying attention at my table to what's going on behind over at the bar. And so I look, and there's a guy and his wife, and he and the chef and his GM are over there talking. They're kind of standing there with their arms crossed. And you can tell the guy is a little drunk, and his wife is kind of trying to calm him down. And you can see him. And he's not loud that I can tell. I can't really hear. But you can tell he's got some little attitude, and he's kind of chest, you know, kind of flexing on the chest on those guys. And you can see he's got, I'm like, okay, there's some attitude. And he keeps talking, and she's yelling at him. And all of a sudden, she reaches out and slaps her husband's face. Now, it's one of those, not like trying to end something. It's almost one of those things that all it does is embarrass and ignite. You know what I'm talking about. It's an instigative slap.
Mm-hmm.
And right then and there, we on my whole table were like, oh boy.
Okay. Here we go.
And he sat there. This guy sat there. And you can see him stewing. And he's just like, he doesn't put hands on his wife. But that's obviously what we're very concerned about at this particular juncture. And it looks like, and I'm thinking, and the only thing that's going through his mind is he's probably getting embarrassed right now. And he doesn't know what to do next. And so I'm thinking, I'm keeping a close eye. His wife gets him, and the chef and the GM, Chef LeShane, they start to kind of issue him out, like, yeah, get out of it. Come on, you got to go. Go. I don't have to go. I don't go. Then he starts calling people the C words. He starts saying he's going to F everybody up. He'll fight right now. Let's go. Let's go. Chef's like, you don't want, you know. Chef may have said a little something back, just basically like, yeah, you're not going to punk me in my own restaurant. We thought he was at the front. We thought he was gone. We thought we were getting ready to get rid of this guy, and it was just going to take an L. And it turns out they wouldn't serve him alcohol. He came in drunk. He and his wife liquored up. They weren't going to serve the guy. Okay? So that's what caused him to get angry. Not the first guy that somebody got pissed because they couldn't get served. So I thought, okay, just get out of here, take your little L, and it's not a big deal. Move on. Instead, rage sets in, and he lunges forward and takes a swing at the chef, catches him a little bit in the mouth, a little bit. The GM standing right there, I'm going to put him on about 5'10", maybe 155, 160. Maybe 160. Grabs this guy. This guy's 6'1", probably 210, and lifts. Grabs him by the head, gets him down to the ground. The wife gets trapped under. All I hear is, she starts screaming, get her out of there. Somebody from our table runs over, grabs her by the legs, and yanks her out from under. The guy gets up. Other people are trying to hold him off. I see Chef drop gloves because now he's like in high. He's full hockey mode. I see him drop gloves, basically. That's a metaphor. And he's getting ready to start, you know, doing hockey punches, which are about 7 in a row in about 6 seconds. And so I grab his arm and by the chest and start to pull him away. I say, you don't want to do this, Chef. You don't need to do this. Let's, you know. And I'm trying to pull him away. And he's like, you know, he's been confronted and challenged. It's go time. It's time to go. Basically, and I'm trying to get him away, and he's ready to swing on this guy. The guy keeps lunging. We're trying to break him off. He's calling everybody C's and F's and everything you can imagine, right? Somehow, we get him out, and he storms out of there, and he's like, and we think he's going outside to cool down a little bit. Like, holy crap. They go and lock the door, you know, so he can't get back in because this guy just, he just went off the. He just went off, and you could tell he's a little crazy. His wife, I get her and move her away from everything. She goes over and tries to order a drink, and the bartender goes, I can't serve you. And she and I said, they can't serve you. And she goes, did you just see what happened? Wouldn't you want a drink too? I said, yeah, I would.
She sounds like a drink enthusiast. So I like that about her.
So here's what happens. So the guy starts coming back, and we're like, uh-oh. And he's got total rage in his face.
Well, how'd he come back when the door's locked?
Well, I'm glad you asked, John. He starts yanking on the door. It's locked. He goes, and starts to punch the door as there's nothing being pulled back. He's trying to punch through the glass. And I'm thinking this glass is getting shattered.
Mm.
And he's punching as hard as he can. And I'm like, have the cops been called? Are they on their way right now? And they said, yeah, cops are on their way. He's screaming. And she goes, let me go out there. And we're like, man, oh, no. We fear for you. We don't. And frankly, no one wants to unlock the door right now, frankly. So anyway, he starts to scurry off down the sidewalk. We're like, and all I can think of was, he's going for a gun.
Well,
no, I was seriously, I was like, oh my God. And I said, we should let her out. We should let her out and defuse
her. Let her
this.
Get shot, not us.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
I could see that.
Listen, the GM also goes,
do what
we can't
you want
really,
to the woman, but leave me alone.
She says she wants to leave. We can't keep her here.
Right.
She goes out. Oh, luckily we see the lights flash up. Well, he's right there. He's right there. He's right there. Let's get him before he gets to his car, before he gets to his trunk. So they get, which I don't know if he did, but I didn't. I'm not really into taking chances these days. So anyway, the cops start talking to him. Before you know it, his wife's recording everything with the phone. He's being mega belligerent. He gets the cuffs put on him from behind. What am I going on for? I didn't even do anything. Like, and super drunk. He gets into the cop car, right? She's not in there. At one point, she pushes a cop. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem smart. They roll the window down. She's talking to him. Two drunk people talking to each other. Always goes well. Before you know it, this guy's slamming his head like something from Cops against the back shatterproof window. You know, smack, yeah. Smack, 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 smack.
That always
he
works.
He starts kicking the doors. After 20 minutes of this, they get him out. They put him down. They hog tie him because now he's getting hog tied. He's mother bleeping everybody, threatening to fight everybody. One of the leg shackles isn't working properly, so he gets loose when they're putting him in. He's like, I'm going to kick every single one of your asses right now. Get the bleep off of me. And he starts kicking. He's got a
that
free leg.
Always works.
He starts kicking this cop as hard as he can. He's kicking the cops. He's fighting them off. There's three or four of them. This is after about 40. Oh, by the way, while he was on the ground being hogtied, his wife's got a heater in her hand, smoking a cigarette. She lays down and starts kissing him on the mouth. The whole restaurant goes, oh, my God. Which, that's ride or die. You got to admit. But, oh, I forgot. After he finished fighting with everybody in the restaurant, she slapped him in the face again.
Okay.
And then he started doing all the punch in the wall. So she two slaps. She slapped him twice, kissed him while he was being hogtied. Sid and Nancy type stuff going on here. He kicks the cops while he's getting in the car. They hogtie him. Chef thought he heard a racial slur. I didn't hear it. But Chef thought he heard that. All I can think of was, this guy's really lucky the body cams are on.
I just think that dude needed a massage. That's
well,
all.
Well, here's maybe he was.
He seems like he's tense. Seems like he's a little tense.
I mean, Tom Herman's one hand release away from being that
he
guy.
Kept, well, I can tell you this. He all. Kept his same energy for a full hour, and I'm thinking this can't just be alcohol.
As drunk as he was.
But she ended up. They all ended up. Chef comes in. We got to do two more shots with Chef. One more.
I love
granddad.
That guy.
We
what's the name of this restaurant? I want to go.
Oh, it's Real Houston. It's right down the street from you. I've told you.
What's
these pierogies are unbelievable. His food is unbelievable.
Really?
And Chef just hangs. Like, Chef is one of the coolest chefs in the city of Houston.
Gotta go.
But he was like ready. He goes, I swear, if you hadn't pulled me off, I was ready to go. I hadn't done that for a while.
This is last night?
This Friday.
Oh, Friday night.
We didn't get out of there until about midnight.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's a fun night.
Oh, and then I got pulled out. I had to go give a statement. Then the cop pulls me out at 11:15 right after they drive the guy off. This took a full hour to get him out of there. The cop, they go, Lance, police officer wants to see you. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, crap. Go out there because I'd already given my name and driver's license number you have to. And I was like, do I have something? Do I have a warrant for something? The cop wants to see you. Like, oh, boy. I go out there. Yes, officer. He goes, I just want to tell you, love the show with you and John. I listen all the time.
Good.
Bench is awesome.
Even the police.
Dale, he even mentioned. Yeah.
He did that? Dale, he did that?
And then we went to, and this is another one. After that, we had to go with Chef to Glitter Karaoke.
Oh, of course.
You go over there because Chef's like, let's go to the karaoke. Like, okay. So we go over there And as I'm leaving, I stay for about an hour. I leave, and the GM's like, I didn't know that was you. Chef told me it was you. I listen to you and John and Dell and Raheel all the time. I love you guys. They'll come back in here, and we'll all do shots. I'm like, well, two of us will do shots.
Right.
One will just not come
to
the party
go,
at all.
And Raheel either.
So I found out we've got, you know, I've talked to a couple listeners.
That is not the microphone is not a shake weight.
I got to see a fight.
Stop it.
Oh, and then I found out who this guy is, by the way, too. I'll tell you during the break. I'm not going to out you. Don't worry if you're listening. I'm not going to out you. I am curious as if you keep your job after this.
I love that
I
place, though. Real? Where is it?
R-I-E-L. I'm not good with it's. I'm not good with directions.
I'm gonna find it. All right, why
it's
don't
not
you...
far from you. It's off. It's down near Montrose area. It's not dark.
I'm
not
going.
Far from you.
I'm gonna do shots with the.
Oh no! I'll tell him you're coming in. You 100%. Now Montenegro shots are nice and easy. I'm gonna make you do an old granddad shot.
Let's go.
OGD.
Oh yeah, I'll do OGD. Like I don't know about like OGD. My dad owned a bar in Chicago for the OGD. Okay, I know all about OGD. Let's go. Why don't you talk about
that? I like chefs that'll, you know.
You know what? You needed your testosterone to take care of this guy.
Hey, let me tell you something. I was ready. It was go time. When he started, I got up from the table and walked over because I was going to be a peacemaker, but I was ready to go if we all needed to go. And it helps when I have my testosterone level where it needs to be. I'm not saying it's too high. I'm saying it's right where it needs to be. I wasn't doing this. Oh, gee, mister. Oh, gee, sir. Gee, mister. Please just don't hit our pierogies. I didn't do that. Because my testosterone level is where it needs to be. You can get your testosterone level where it needs to be. It is going to help you with leaning down, increased muscle mass. If you got a problem with maintaining muscle mass after your workouts, it's because your testosterone level may be low. If you have a problem with just having the drive and the want to and the desire and that additional energy, that is a huge sign of lower testosterone. Make sure that you go see my friends over at Men's Tea Clinic. They've got four locations in Houston. So they've got a place that will serve you. All you have to do is find the location nearest you, go get tested, and get back to being the real you with Men's Tea Clinic. That's mensteaclinic.com, mensteaclinic.com. Get back to being the real you and get your testosterone level exactly where it should be.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. You're on 845 ESPN 97.5.
This show has just had a lot of different...
Something's gone wrong with this whole show. 713-780-3776. All right, let's get to some football. We haven't even talked about this weekend. What was the most? I mean, that the Philadelphia Eagles are not a good football team.
I think the Colts beating the Jaguars. The Jaguars are officially done.
Yeah,
at 3-6, they are officially done. They could have been alive still, but they would have needed some help. The Titans beating Patriots wasn't my favorite thing that happened. Because they're, you know,
no.
If the Patriots had done their job, you have one job. Bill Belichick says, well, then do it, guys, and beat. The Titans mud hole stomped.
That the freaking Rams can't cover. Do you know they haven't covered, I think, like in five of their last six games?
Saints game.
They're just so overvalued. That the Saints cover every game, and I bet against them every game because I don't think they're all that good.
Smart.
Well, they really, really are. That I bet them against them every freaking week.
Which one loss was it that they had that made you think they weren't
the
that good?
The first one, the Bengals game.
No, they just beat the brakes off the Bengals.
No. Who was? Oh, the Tampa game. The Tampa game to start the season. Remember?
Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic.
That wasn't the start. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. See, that didn't even seem like it exists. I couldn't even tell you who they lost to. I couldn't remember.
Fitzmagic.
Because it's been that
because
long.
Because he went nuts. And I'm like, oh, they suck. They're not any good. And I've been saying that ever since.
The only
like 10
team,
weeks, 10
the
weeks
team
now.
Hotter than our red-hot Texans are the Saints. That's it. And I don't even know if they're hotter. Technically, they are because they have more wins. I just feel like the Texans
really,
are more
really
hot.
Good.
If you look at how the Texans are destroying people, like the Cowboys, like the Colts, like everybody who steps in their path, it's...
Okay, who's worse?
Like the Broncos?
The Jets or the Raiders?
I'm going to say the Raiders.
I'm going to say the Raiders, too. The really,
Raiders don't look like they
they're
even,
really, really pitiful.
I don't
Although the
know
Bills just
care.
Beat the snot out of the Jets.
It's... It's hard to say. I guess we can't put Bills in there anymore.
Are the Bears a decent football team?
Yep. They are.
They are.
Mitchell Trubisky is becoming a pretty decent quarterback. You know, I had a good grade on him. I had a higher grade on him than Deshaun. I had Deshaun second. I had Mahomes third like a dummy. But
there's another team that didn't cover 17 jerks.
Well, at some point you're going to learn. You can't keep laying those double digits.
Well, no, but they should. I mean, the opening drive, they scored in 56 seconds. What the bleep? In 56, I was like, oh, there's a win. I win this bet. Yeah, no. Jerks. Jerkheads. The Saints are a really good football team. And by the way, early in the week, I told you, I like the Browns 4.5.
Yeah.
And
it went up.
And it went up to 6. I had them at 4.5. The Falcons playing 2. What you got to look for here, which is undervalued, is playing second straight week on the road.
Yep.
It really, really means something in the NFL.
Plus, dome team going to where the weather's changing. That always historically has been a factor.
Baker said he woke up feeling dangerous.
Oh, Dell, get the Baker Mayfield.
Do you have that
audio? It's pretty good.
Yeah. The Colts are, you know what? The Colts are a pretty good football team.
They're scrappy. They believe in Frank Reich. Andrew Luck is all the way back with 26 touchdowns. Eric Ebron is killing the league with touchdowns. They're tied in. 2 more.
Good thing yesterday. You have him on your fantasy team.
I saw you got him. Yeah, and then he was used against me as a weapon this weekend. But yeah, the Colts, their rookie guard. Did you see he was offensive rookie of the month? A guard. It's the first time that's ever happened, ever in football history.
So he won't be, but he could be rookie of the year.
He could also be on the all-pro team. I was talking to Duke Mannyweather and some of the offensive line guys. We were having our Joe Moore Awards for our semifinalists last night. And Duke started naming the left guards in the league. He said, I'm telling you right now, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Quentin Nelson could end up maybe second team all-pro as a rookie. And he was a guy that I thought was, I compared him to Larry Allen, like the greatest offensive lineman. I haven't personally studied an offensive lineman as good as Quentin Nelson. He's the most dominant player that I've personally studied on the offensive line. He is a moose. And he had a block yesterday where I thought he killed Barry Church. I mean, he pulled and hit Barry Church.
That's the screaming one?
That's the screaming one.
Yeah.
And he's... This can't be real.
You got to find that, Dell, too.
Is this real where he's... Do you think that's real? Colts claim he was mic'd up. And he goes... Brah! As soon as he comes out of his stance, he's going... Brah! All the way around the corner and smacks Barry Church and obliterates him. They bullied Jacksonville. And the bullies...
But here's the deal about Jacksonville. And again,
they got hit in the mouth.
They haven't been a bullet... They have not been an aggressive football team since the Patriots game.
No, the defense is disappointing.
Been, yeah, no, disappointing. They're not good.
We knew the offense was going to be shaky. The defense is disappointing. So if you're the Houston Texans, you're sitting there and all you're saying to yourself is, we just have to handle business. Look, the Colts game isn't going to be an easy one. Jacksonville might end up being your easiest game now that you think about it. Against Tennessee, Colts, and Jacksonville at home, all of them are at home. I've never seen it where it's 3 straight on the road, and then you get the last 3 at home. Do you ever remember seeing that for the Texans?
No.
I don't think it's ever happened.
No.
And the Colts aren't going to be a walkover. The Titans aren't going to be a walkover. But you never know. You know you're going to get a pretty feisty Colts team. You just don't know the Tennessee Titan team you're going to get. Now, it's also not like the Texans are blowing people away. The Texans are scraping by against the Bills.
Says you.
They're scraping by against the Bills, the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys. And then who else? Any other scrapes? They beat Jacksonville handily. They beat the...
Beat the Dolphins handily.
But
no, everyone's been up. Yeah.
Yeah, so
the Cowboys, the Bills, the Titans. Well, the Titans, they lost.
I feel really good about them winning a division, though, right now.
The Colts was thanks to Frank Reich. I mean, no. Feel good about them. But I'm going to tell you this. The Colts ain't going easily. I'm more worried about the Colts than I am the this division is upside down. It's the Texans, Colts, Titans, and Jags. It's about upside. It's exactly upside down from last year.
Yeah.
I think the Colts are better than the Titans. Andrew Luck changes everything, obviously, but that he is this good after 2 years off is amazing. It really is. It just it goes to show you how good Andrew Luck is.
Yeah.
And they still, I mean, they'll scrap defensively. They're obviously scrappy. But, man, Quentin Nelson for the next 12 years there?
They're building bullies. And that's what Ballard wanted to do. He said, I've always dreamed of having a draft of nothing but offensive and defensive linemen. He goes, that would be my dream come true. Because he went and got Tyquan Lewis, Kamiko Touré, who are both pass rushers, Darius Leonard, who's a playmaking linebacker, Quentin Nelson, guard, Braden Smith, a guard who they moved to tackle, and he's playing pretty well. Like, he went out and said, we're building fronts. And I know that's what he believes, and that's philosophy I was taught, is if you're good enough on your offensive line and you're good enough, like, you look at where Dallas was offensive line-wise 2 years ago, look how much easier everything was for Zeke and for Dak.
Well, now, look at them last night. They got back to Zeke. Instead, stop playing this. I mean, and I want to, hey, Amari Cooper looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, Amari has done, look, he's not a guy that's, I don't think he's worth a first. But and Amari's not a guy that's going to stretch the field for you. But he's a pretty, he's still quick.
Did you see his route running?
He's quick as a route runner. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His route running was totally sweet last night. Yeah. And he was open up the sideline and Dak missed him. And that's a pro, you got to make that as a pro quarterback. You got to make that throw. But they went back to running the football. They went back to running the football and they punched the Eagles right in their mouth. The Eagles got booed off the field at the end of the first half, and deservedly so. And they couldn't, I thought, when Michael Bennett sacked Dak, did you see that sack where Dak just turns around on a play fake and Michael right Bennett just crushed him? I thought, well, here come the Eagles now. No. I mean, because the Cowboys finally did. Scott Linehan, finally, run the damn, your best player is Ezekiel Elliott. Run the damn football. I mean, what? It's not that hard. Everybody wants to put, like you said before, all these offensive coordinators geniuses with egos, they want to put their stamp on it. No, win football games.
Who's better, Dak or Zeke? Who's better?
Not even close.
LeBron or J.R. Smith?
It's not even close.
Okay, so you want the ball in LeBron's hands, right?
Exactly.
Who's better, Carmelo or James? I'd rather have the ball in James's hand. It's real simple. You want the ball in certain guys' hands, and you want it in Zeke's hands and playmaking opportunities much more than Dak's.
Absolutely. And look at what he does. He jumps over guys. Felt bad for Trey Sullivan. Malcolm Jenkins wanted to fight him after that. And Zeke had none of it. Just said, oh, yeah, really? Because we're about to score here. Look at the scoreboard. Hey, we got a 2K19 PS4 game giveaway right now. It's in stores now. Bigger and better than ever with the WWE 2K19 Million Dollar Challenge, where you'll play against cover superstar AJ Styles for a shot at $1 million. 2K Showcase is back. My career is back with an original story voiced by over 25 WWE superstars. WWE 2K19 roster is bigger than ever. Loaded with superstars, Hall of Legends. 2K18 from 2K is available on all major video game platforms, rated T for teen. What are you waiting for? Go get your copy of WWE 2K19 today. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10 gets it. 713-780-3776.
Number 10 gets it?
Caller number 10.
Gets it.
Oh. No, not that. They're not getting that. They're not going to a massage parlor. The disc. I want to talk about Chance McClain. He wants to do a story right now about your family. He wants to do...
My parents got their copy.
They got official. It?
Loved it. I mean, they are so happy with the work that he did. And they were like... He went and found pictures. My mom said, you need to ask him where he got a picture of Mike and Nikki. He said, I don't even know that we have that. He said, I legitimately don't know where he got this picture. Maybe he got it from Nikki. That's our younger sister. He said, I have no idea where he got a few of these pictures. It was unbelievable. He got real pictures of real locations they mentioned during the doc that they were filming. Like, we used to go to this, store. It was down on Lenora, the blah, blah. And he found a historical picture of it and put it in. They said, I don't know how he got this.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of, I'm telling you. No one is as conscientious as he is when it comes to doing this stuff. He is unbelievable. I've worked with him before. He did our football video, and it was like, oh, Chance, just it's fine. No, it doesn't match the beat exactly. Okay. And so it had to be perfect. Otherwise, Chance wasn't going to let it get out. Listen, yourheritagefilm.com. You want the story of your family forever and ever and ever. Yourheritagefilm.com.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.